That's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy is back in the building. We here with another Fire Wednesday episode. The episode is fire and the episode ain't even start yet. This one is going to be crazy. All the episodes been crazy lately. But listen, man, you know, some of this stuff, y'all might have got a preview on social media. Some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. But listen, man, it's getting crazy out here, man. The Big Back agenda is taking over.
Big Back activity.
So listen, understand that C. Marty Fit is here to save the day. And listen, if it is your first time watching, understand, this is the best fitness podcast out. You probably wonder why I need to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a brown shirt and some sunglasses on that don't match. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the coolest fitness podcast out. This is the illest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We got the most haters out of any other fitness podcast out. And listen, at this point, it ain't even a debate. There's some good fitness podcasts out there, but it ain't like this one. This is the most unique. You ain't going to find another one like this because you can't duplicate this energy. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback gang. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, before I get into these comments and before I get this episode started, we got to say one thing. Personal trainers.
Big Back activity.
Y'all Big Back out of shape personal trainers.
Big Back activity.
If you're going to put something on the internet that's open for criticism, don't get mad at me when I make a comment about it.
Big Back activity.
Don't step in this lane and think that it's sweet. And you could just get in here all Big Back and shaped like an oval Thomas the Train built ass trainers.
Big Back activity.
And you see no issue with it. Yeah, people going to talk about you. You do have to look a certain way to do this job. I'm not saying you got to be shredded with a six pack. I posted something on my story yesterday. The trainer talking about some, oh, have fun eating chicken breasts and broccoli. What kind of trainer says that? And you know what I said to that trainer?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that? Anyway, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Let's talk to the fam and let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Frost Knight, what up? Can't wait to see tonight's show. Marshall, what up? L. Bentley, what up? Mo, what up? Quincy Nicole, what up? What do you think about the new trend? They say it's a war on black women's weight. Well, guess who started that trend, bro? I'm not even trying to be cocky, but like, it's big content creators that follow me that's doing it. And shout out to them. I'm not trying to take nothing away from them, but like, I mean, yeah, it's people tired of the excuses, bro. People tired of excuses, and it's fucking up the dating world. It is fucking up the dating world, bro. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the show. We got a couple posts about it, but I mean, it's crazy. Marsha said hit the like button. Please do. With all that being said, let's get into this first video, man. This prime example from what KG just said. Fat ninjas love me. The lady says she has to make weight loss about herself because ninjas love her fat. Let's check it out and make sure y'all hit the like button and let's get this show started.
It's this weight loss shit, you gotta do it for yourself. Because niggas still love me and I'm fat. They love me and I'm still white as outside. So that can't be the reason or the motivation for me losing weight. It gotta be for me. They still love me.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Let's look at it one more time.
I'm gonna be honest, this weight loss shit, you gotta do it for yourself. Because niggas still love me and I'm fat. They love me and I'm still white as outside. So that can't be the reason or the motivation for me losing weight. It gotta be for me. They still love me.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, this is the thing, man. As much as women talk about, we not focused on men. We not doing XYZ for a man. We not doing this. We not doing that. Y'all always make weight loss about a man. And it's sad because all the conditions that come with you being overweight, all the injury prone as you become, and you worried about a ninja. Listen. I don't care what people are telling you as a big girl. If they are telling you that they still like you anyway without losing weight, they got low ass standards. Why are you even worried about someone with low standards? That's like me as a guy, a woman talking about, well, yeah, I'll take somebody homeless and then I just stop doing everything I'm doing and become homeless because she'll take me. Oh, yeah, I take a man that don't shower, so I stop showering because a woman will take me without showering.
Nope.
That's how dumb y'all sound. That's how dumb y'all sound. And, I mean, I'm glad she's on her journey. What did it say on the – it says snatch, sis. Hold on, let's look at it one more time.
Is this weight loss shit? You got to do it for yourself.
It says snatch me, sis. I'm glad she's on the snatch me, sis plan. But, listen, first of all, we're going to talk to the men in a second. Ladies, y'all got to stop listening to that shit. All right? You can't think lowly of yourself or act in a low standard way because someone will still give you some D. He's more than likely not parading you in public. I said that on his post on Instagram. He's not trying to show you out to the fam. He's not trying to show you everywhere. He's trying to pull up and get some BBW buns. And fellas, like, I know it's hard out here, you know what I'm saying? Dating is tough, but you can't lower your standards because these women might have some outrageous standards. Let me just go get the 400-pounder because these women got some outlandish standards.
Nope.
You need to step your game up. First of all, you need to make sure you're in the gym, and you need to make sure you find a woman who's supporting your goals. Because 9 times out of 10, if you sit here and settle for a big back chick, she's going to make you become a big back too. But, hey, listen. A guy wants to tell you that, you go ahead and stay hippo built. A guy tell you that, go ahead and stay elephant built. Oh, she educated, though.
I'm a PhD.
She got education, so it don't matter.
I'm a PhD.
She got 4.0 GPA, so it don't matter.
I'm a PhD.
That's what they said. If you're educated, your weight don't matter, and your health, it don't matter, because you're still self-disciplined, just in a different way. But that self-discipline ain't stopping them diabetes.
Nope.
And it ain't stopping that high blood pressure.
Nope.
And one thing I'm not stopping is I'm not going to stop killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Yes, sir. Hey, we cooking already. We just getting started. Where we at in these comments? Big spider in the building. If you a trainer built like the glove on hamburger helper box, don't watch the podcast. Join a late while cooking because my boyfriend can't survive on 5 goldfish and 3 almonds for the day like I do. Yeah, cook for that man. That's a good man, Ron. Cook for that man. Sis has low standards. She loves ratchet Reggies. Very ratchet. That buzz cut she has is crazy. I don't know. I don't know down horrendous. What down horrendous guy smashing? I don't know. The diet don't work for her the same. It definitely don't.
The diet don't work for you the same.
They loved her because she shelter and feed them them fed bambas that just came home. And I mean, some women are cool with that. Some women are okay with that. Bubblegum in a dish. How many fat women think they thick? DMV filled with big bad women and all they want to do is shake ass on IG and drink liquor. Yeah, DMV is cooked for dating. It's crazy. Anyway, man, hey, let's keep this episode going, man. Hit the like button. We got the same haircut, but this is a fitness podcast. All right, man, we got this other lady. And listen, if you got your kids around, if you got your kids watching, I would advise you take your kids away. It is about to get a little vulgar here, but we got to address this because women are tripping. This woman says that, basically saying, if you are if you're a skinny woman or a fit woman or a slim or petite woman, your man won't get his orgasm as fast, but he's going to get an orgasm faster with a big back joint.
Big back activity.
That's what she said, not me. If you don't believe me, I got the proof right here. Make sure y'all hit the like button and let's check out this video of this idiot saying this.
Are four, that's why it take them forever to nut when they fucking y'all. There's nothing to nut to.
Listen, before we keep going, black women.
I'm not going to say what race, people.
Full disclaimer before we continue. Black women, I absolutely love y'all. I have a black mom. I date black women. I love y'all. But I don't see any other demographic posting anything like this. So this is not black woman hate. I'm just reacting to what's on social media. I've never seen a white woman say anything this egregious on social media. If she does, send it to me and I'll react to it.
Then they get with nothing to nut to.
Hold on, let me start the video. Sorry, y'all.
Part four, that's why it take them forever to nut when they fucking y'all. There's nothing to nut to.
Crazy.
Then they get with a plus size woman, they nut in 2 to 3 minutes.
Never heard a man on earth say this. Where the fuck is she getting this from?
I mean, 3-4 pumps, they can't control themselves, screaming and hollering, moaning more than she is. And that make y'all jealous.
What type of dudes you think hitting her?
It's not a flex to get fucked for 3 and 4 hours. He can't nut. Nothing about you is turning him on except the fact that you have a pussy. Then he get with a thick ass woman or a big ass woman, big, beautiful, big, thick and all that shit. Hell, even slim thick. Okay? You don't even have.
So you telling me Beyonce, Ciara, Lori Harvey, what's the girl name? Halle Bailey. All these women that dudes is thirsting over, the singer Tyler, all these women that dudes is thirsting over, they prefer a big back over that.
Big back activity.
Okay. All right.
Have to just be all plus size, even slim thick. When the ass bounce and got recoil, that's what make you hoes shake. That's what have y'all so okay. Insecure about all women right. With fupas and women with big juicy thighs. And
I don't know one skinny chick, fit chick, slim chick, petite chick, slim thick chick, whatever you want to call them chicks, that is jealous over a woman because of her fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
What the hell is y'all talking about?
Big juicy ass, because you know when that ass clap, that's going to entice that man. If you got 2 elbows.
All black community think about is sex and ass.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Fuck your heart health. As long as it's ass and juicy and sex involved, we don't care about it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Fun ass, that's not a bad thing, but you gonna get put in your place when you come to my page or any plus size woman's page asserting that because you're smaller you're prettier, because you're smaller you're better. No ho, all you have is a flat stomach. You got no ass, no thighs, no man, no life, no nothing else.
Shape is better than ass with no shape.
Having a stomach don't stop us from shit we want, except the zipper going up And even your man like looking at that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, she said it don't stop you from doing nothing. It stop you from walking up the steps. It stop you from being out of breath in the parking lot because the parking lot packing, you park too far away. It stop you from fitting in your clothes from last year. It stop you from getting on a plane without asking for a seatbelt extender. But this right here is crazy, man. This right here is crazy. Again, men are the bad ones. Men are the ones obsessed with sex. Men are the ones who only speak about sex. Ladies, to neglect your health and listen to some shit like this. That's made up, by the way. No man ever said this in life. I don't know one man that agrees with this. Maybe some ignorant lowlife with no job, no career, no future.
What?
Maybe has a prison background.
What?
But no solid man I know of any race will agree with this, especially if you get outside the black race. No man is going to agree with this. It just baffles me. Genetics, the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
White people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
All the excuses. But then if you talk to women and get their mindsets in our community and find out their thoughts and their justifications for staying out of shape, you get some bullshit like this. I wonder if she's educated too.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. This is ridiculous, man. Again, and not to say that there aren't some ignorant guys out here, because I encountered one the other day on a check my TikTok. That joint went crazy on TikTok. But this is why dating is fucked up in the black community as well. who's dating that, and who's going to have a successful relationship with a mindset like that? All this shit is tied together. You know, we take a deeper dive, you know, a little past fitness. But this is crazy, man. This is crazy. I'm going to stay overweight because a ninja is going to nut faster.
Nope.
Sorry for the vulgar content. This is a fitness podcast. But this shit is so ignorant. I couldn't go past this. I couldn't go past this, man. And I'm telling you, an in-shape, fit girl butt looks better than some big old sloppy ass that's literally big just because you have excess body fat.
Nope.
You have surplus body fat.
Nope.
That's why you have a fat ass. The moment you get in the gym and start working out and start dropping some pounds, you're going to lose some of that ass because you don't have no fucking muscle. I'm sorry. That's not attractive.
Nope.
And it's all projection. You clearly, to sit there and make a post like that, you're clearly insecure. She probably has a friend who got fit, a friend who lost some weight, and it's making her feel some type of way. Or she probably posted some dumb, or she probably posted some dumb shit online, and people in her comments frying her dumb ass up. And now she feels some type of way. But hey, it is what it is, man. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. And you know we're gonna get on these comments. And you know y'all gonna hit the like button. Crazy out here, man. Let's get in these comments, bro. Oh, y'all going crazy in the comments. I love it. Devonnie DX caught that live. What's going on? Bonnet and a bull ring. Crazy. She has mental health issues. Same women complaining about over-sexualization, shaking my head. Crazy. These black women really need to stop recording themselves with bonnets and going out to Walmart in their bonnets and their PJs with their fat asses.
Nope.
Crazy. A fitness woman stole her man, for sure. What?
What?
Mo said, what? She enjoys being out of line because she out of shape. Bars. Bars. All these dusty black dudes want fat women. Yeah, man. The amount of men who come on my post and like, I'm married to a BBW. I'm happy with my BBW. If you so happy with your BBW, why the hell you on my page trying to combat what I'm saying? Go be happy with your BBW and y'all can walk outside like this. What's wrong with y'all? Choosing a Big Mac over Tyler is a war crime. Yeah, I had that when I said something about Tyler on Twitter a couple months ago, they was calling me a pedophile. They was calling me a pedophile. What would her father think? I originally found your page because of a viral tweet of ninjas calling Tyler. Oh, that's it. Yeah, that was the one. Of ninjas calling Tyler, 12-year-old boy, you were the only one with sense. Yep, that's it. That's the one. Yep. I seen that shit. They talking about Tyler look like built like a 12-year-old boy. I said, y'all are idiots. The delusion in this woman is ridiculous. She sounds so uneducated. He probably pop off because of premature... He probably pop off because of premature ejaculation due to his diabetes and hypertension. She sounds so insecure. Marsha cooking right now, man. She's just trying to come up with an excuse to be Big Back by saying losers with GEDs like her. Losers with GEDs, but she got a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Black men agree with her. Sadly, she's speaking facts. Crazy, man. I saw a vid on a female prison guard that got her fired for having sex with an inmate, and she looked obese and old as fuck. So you can only imagine what the inmate looked like. Y'all wild, bruh. It's a self-esteem thing for sure. Every guy wants fit, attractive women, but trick themselves into believing that's what they want because they don't believe they deserve better. Yeah, man, if you even, you know, you go on social media, you'll see tweets or you'll see posts where a dude, it'll be like a video of a pretty woman and a dude would be like, damn, I wish I made more money. Basically saying that woman is out of his league. Meaning, if you're not going to go for her, you're going to probably go for something lower than that. And that's what ninjas be doing. Hold on. That's what ninjas be doing.
Ninjas.
That's exactly what ninjas do.
Ninjas.
Make it make sense. If the slim joint butt shaped like sticky tape, then she right. Shut up, bro. Like
strike three, you're out.
A lot of black men agree with her, honestly. Crazy, bro. On camera with a bonnet, septum piercing, too much buckle fat, sounds like the average B-dub online. Crazy. Spider, my wood, take that down. Sometimes the ass not even fat. That's lower back fat stuffed in them high waist leggings and mom jeans bars. KG on the way to her house with some cheesesteaks. Men with BBW wife getting their backs blown out when it's supposed to be the other way around. You're out of here, buddy. Yeah, that's
strike three, you're out.
That's insane, bro. One of these days, we need to talk about how obesity causes pelvic organ prolapse so the coochie don't even be good with big joints. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, God. I'm going to have to do some research, man. B-dubs are losers. Ain't no woman out of my league. America is so big back, ninjas don't even know what a real woman looks like anymore. Speaking on Tyler, looking like a kid is some crazy-ish. Shit don't even surprise you no more, man. Hampton said, what? yeah, man. All right, man. Hey, killing y'all already, man. Let's keep this thing going, bro. We got one more. We'll do one more black community video, then we're going to switch gears. I got to give the black community a little break because we've been wilding on the black community. I've seen a pelvic organ prolapse. My first reaction to my advisor was, what is that pink thing? Ew. Set the wild boy. I don't find Tyra Banks attractive at all, but she don't look like a kid. All right, man. We got a... Yeah, black community, bro. Look at this shit. We're gonna take a trip to Instagram. Let's take a trip to Instagram. Let me pull up the page so y'all can see this bullshit. And we see that we really just not making shit up, bro. We're not making this shit up. This shit really be happening. Crazy shit out here. All right. Let me zoom out a little bit. My bad. All right, let's check out this video.
You know, the thing, I like that 180. 180? If you ain't 180, you ain't no lady come to me. Mm. Mm-hmm. Hell, you know, I've had on show, I like about two, About 2 1/4.
Okay.
2 1/4?
2 1/4.
Well, you can't do that.
I'm talking about the one. I'm talking about Ocho. You know the one when you got the one leg up?
And they got the Shannon Sharp sound bite on there, of course.
Hey, to pick the other one up, I said, I'm about to set this one down. You know, yeah, that one I'm about. Come on, Jordan. I've been saying that one I like. You like what you like. I like what you know the thing. I like that one.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to actually pause it on this because I just don't want ass shaking on the stream for too long. But listen, let's check it out. So the caption says, what's your favorite color? All right. I love them all. Team Blue Royal and Navy. I'm on the third season of this video. Anybody else smile at the screen? We have men and women in here doing this. The Shannon Sharp meme after he drinks some Mountain Dew. It's a whole lot of movement back there. God knew not to give me all that because I'd be walking in backwards everywhere I go.
Nope.
But the black community doesn't glorify obesity. And this is all black people in the comments. The last one, hard eyes. Is somebody crazy over these ladies at home? I know it. Well, good googly moogly. That thing is juicy. Head ass. That small waist allows you to win. Y'all missing me in purple. Okay. Wow. Okay. They all look good to me. I see my man in the likes, which means I need y'all to drop the link to the jumpsuit so I can give him a live show. All right. Well, that's enough of that. And listen, just understand, we come with receipts.
You know, black people.
No.
We come with receipts. We don't come on here making shit up. Everything has been proven. But everybody want to act like I just be making shit up. Yeah, see, Marty don't know what he's talking about. This is rage bait. See Marty making shit up. See Marty hate black women. See Marty rainbow. Listen, I'm showing y'all the results, man. And listen, hey, look. You could live in fantasy land if you want to. Because as now that I'm making this content, I'm realizing people are stupid. Most people are stupid. Most people can't look at 2 + 2 and see that it's 4. They're going to try to tell you that it's 6 or that it's 5. They're going to tell you some other shit. They're going to make some shit up in their head and act like it's a reality and then tell you it's a fact and it's not an opinion.
Nope.
But that's the world we live in. Y'all support this shit, man. Y'all support this shit. You can't support that and wonder why these women are big as hell. And then you shame women for going to the gym. And some women, unfortunately, they don't have the willpower to get through that. They're gonna listen to shit and go back to being out of shape. I've been training women for years, bro. I seen it. Yeah, my man don't like when I work out. Next thing you know, she quit her session. She big as a house now. It's crazy, man. A lot of these women, as much as women, and I love y'all. I'm not like trying to shit on y'all. We're gonna talk about men today too. But as much as I love y'all, and y'all say y'all strong and independent and this and that, men will influence y'all depending on what it is. A man tell you something that's good for you, you don't want to hear it.
Nope.
A man tell you something that's detrimental to you, but it makes you feel fucking good, now you won't listen.
Dumb the monko.
Yeah, you know, I need something to grab, babe, man. You ain't got to go back to see Marty, man. You ain't got to go back. What?
What?
Okay, well, this is why we have the results we have. And this is why I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this thing going. Let's keep this thing going, man. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? Unk getting back fatigue and black fatigue. Real shit.
You know, black people.
No.
I've seen a few of those. Yikes. What the helly? Yuck. What the helly? Pork belly? Marsha, man. Telechubbies? Okay, we're going to put it all together. What the helly? Pork belly? Telechubbies? Shannon likes some 90 pounds wet. Oh, yeah. Hold up. Thanks for saying that, Hampton.
Dumb the Monko.
So you got the audio by Shannon Sharp, who case just got settled last week. So he said if it ain't a lady, if it ain't 180, it ain't a lady. But his case was with a woman, a white woman at that, 120 pounds.
Nope.
His case was because he was fucking with a white woman, a fit white woman, who he met at the gym. A fit white woman who he met at the gym. But y'all dumbass is going to listen to 180. She ain't a lady. Yeah, Shannon Sharp know what he talking about. But y'all going to listen to the dumb shit. Dudes will tell you that and they don't even really fuck with it. I'm cooking right now. I'm cooking right now. Yes, sir. What up, Coach Pope? Teletubbies going wild. Teletubbies coming to Zeus this fall. Small waist wear. That's the 65-inch waist minimum. Waist bigger than a big screen TV for football season. Waist wider than the table. Waist having ass. Marsha the Kool-Aid chicks. Women don't want men's opinions because they enjoy being a 304. Hey, Chris, have you ever trained intermediate and advanced lifters? I don't even know. What do you mean? Like, are you talking about, like, as far as, like, powerlifting? Or are you talking about, like, just a gen pop who's seasoned and been in the game for a while? You got to specify that question a little more. I ain't promoting obesity, but if Blue took advantage of me, it ain't my fault. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, you're out. You got to go, buddy. See you Friday, buddy. 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Friday. See you. Unk said that because that's what he had to say to beat them anti-black women accusations. I guess so, man. He said that a minute ago. Did they say he hated black women back then? Hey, Chris, have you thought about training more white and other non-black people? You'll be making money. Yeah, I have thought that. But the thing is, though, you got to find another gym to train at. You got to start over. You got to tap into a new clientele base. And at this point, you know, I got so much shit going on. It don't even make sense. You know, you're not from the DMV. So, you know, even going to that side of town, driving, I probably would have to move to that side of town to get rid of, to avoid traffic. It's a lot. So it sound easy, but it's not that easy. And as time goes on, as we go in the future, you'll see why. We working on a lot of shit. But, yeah, we cool. See, Marty, I'm going to keep it a beam with you, bro. I think part of the reason dudes hate when joints start working out is because they start dragging it. What you mean by that? He had to pander to duck that smoke from the black community. Dudes like Shannon Sharp pander to black fat women, and they eat it up. Well, they eat everything, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, you're out of here too, buddy. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Shannon Sharp was messing with a slim, fit white chick talking about big black baby. Don't even get me started on this, Ninja. Not powerlifting, just gym pop who has seasoned, been lifting consistently at least a couple of years. Yeah, man, I got I've had all types of clients. I've had clients like that. You know, a lot of those people will pop in for a month or pop in for like a drop-in session because they don't need a long-term trainer. They know what they're doing. So most of my people are lifestyle, you know, people who won't do certain shit by themselves. So they hire me to give them some structure. And a lot of people who just have no idea what the fuck they doing. You know, that's what's worked for me. They get tired of them talking about their diet and workout and what they can't eat. Dudes get addicted to the gym. Women can too. And sometimes their fitness journey becomes their whole personality. Well, and sometimes fat becomes some people's personality. Marty got to move out of town for that. Sleeping with big women is how Kevin Samuels died. Pay attention. That's not, first of all, that wasn't a big woman. And that's not how he died. That's not how he died. So I don't know. You doing a little trolling here, Hampton. You doing a little trolling here. We only doing for that. Hampton, Kevin paying for ass. Yeah, he was paying for ass. I mean, we all pay for ass, bro. You take her out on a date. You got to, never mind. We all pay. What you think about all this calisthenics and weightlifter beef that be on social media? It's pretty entertaining. I'm not a fan of, pause. I'm not a fan of internet beef. You know, I do talk shit about people. I'll respond. But I'm not going to be going back and forth with you on post. Shit, stay in your lane. You know, people talk shit about me all the time, bro. I work out like hybrid. I work out like an athlete. People call me little guy, skinny legs. You need some gains. Little bro. Victim weight. Yeah, fuck it. You know, it just, you know, and a lot of people need content. I don't have to beef with somebody to make content. And there's plenty of opportunities to. I could have responded to James Coppola, bitch ass. Hold on. I could have responded to James Coppola, bitch ass. I could have made that some beef. I could have responded to the trainer yesterday that was on my page bitching in my DM because I said she out of shape. She was blowing my DM up. I'm leaving her on scene. She like, oh, you can't respond? It's just corny to me, man. I'm on my mission. I'm in my lane. I'm focused on what the fuck I got going on. I ain't got time to be beefing with people. Wasn't he paying? Yeah, he was paying. I mean, everybody paid, bro. Like, when you get to a certain... See, this... I'm dropping too much game. When you get to a certain tax bracket, there's guys that participate in regular dating, but every guy isn't participating in regular dating. A lot of them guys are paying. They got a lot of shit to lose, so they got to fuck with women who's on the same page as them. You fuck around and tell some business or bring some certain chicks, bring some regular chicks around, they going to air your whole shit out. We see it on social media all the time, but it's a fitness podcast. It's a whole nother topic for another day. I'm here. Let's cook. Energetic. KC, what's good, my guy? I've seen a lot of channels talking about the same topic, but none of them address the black community. They don't.
Let him cook.
All facts. Keep it fitness, Marty LMAO. That's what I'm saying. I ain't about to go into it. So broke losers are paying for dates. Bro, we gonna keep it fitness. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going. We're gonna talk about that another. Maybe bring it up at the end of the episode. We could talk about it. Let's get through the episode, all right? We have ADHD fat autistic trainer. ADHD, and this is not making fun of anybody with ADHD or autism, but there's a reason I'm showing this. Let's check it out. Personal trainers don't have to be intimidating. I'm a plus-size autistic ADHDer and qualified personal trainer. Listen, y'all. I don't know why personal training is the one profession where people think they could just walk in with no type of standard, with no type of work put in, and think they could be a fucking professional. You should hear how my clients talk about fat trainers. You should hear how other clients talk about fat trainers. And what people don't understand is people not going to respect you. You're sitting here selling a better lifestyle. You're selling a better body. You are selling. Personal training is sales. And then people like to be like, well, what about a football coach? Football coach is about skill and strategy. It's not about weight loss. That's a whole nother topic. And y'all go to the extreme to justify trainers being out of shape. The shit makes absolutely no sense. I'll never understand it. But this big back and body positivity movement has reached the professionals. It's getting crazy out here, man. No type of standards. And what people do is they'll sit here and talk about their degrees. Now let's check it out. Now this is people's rebuttal for when I say you know, trainers got to be in shape.
So everybody vents on here. I'm gonna vent today. I was at the gym and this guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, you should do the workout this way. You'll work yada yada yada." I'm like, "Okay, thank you. How I always do. I'm fat. I used to be fatter."
And this trainer in this caption on her page, she put like 3 degrees in there.
I'm used to people coming up to me and telling me what to do.
Does this look like a trainer?
It just is what it is. But I proceeded to do the workout as I was doing it. And then he came back up to me like 30 seconds later. I was like, hey, I'm a certified personal trainer. You should try it. You should do it. You should listen to me.
You probably should, because he probably looks better than you.
And so at that point, I just saw black and my mouth kind of got ahead of me. And I was like, okay, I'm a...
Did your mouth get ahead of you on that forking them calories?
Certified personal trainer too. And he like looked at me and he's like, okay. I was like, who are you certified with? He couldn't tell me. So then he asked me who I was certified with. And I told him. He's like, oh, yeah, me too. I'm like, okay. And I was like, I'm also a certified corrective exercise specialist. And what you're telling me...
We don't care if you're a fat ass.
...to do would kill my hip flexors.
Correct your calories and correct your fucking workouts.
And he just got quiet. I was like, I also have a degree in sports and exercise science.
We don't care if you built like Thomas the Train.
I also have another degree in exercise physiology.
We don't care what the pool table back.
And I mean, if we're just adding what we're certified in, I'm also an anatomy teacher. And if you knew anything about anything, what you're telling me to do doesn't even work the muscles you're saying they're going to work.
Oh, okay.
And he just kind of looked at me.
So did they work your muscles when you did it? Because I can't tell.
At me. And I looked at him and we had like this awkward stare down. And then I got up and went to my next exercise. And I'm so used to people always telling me what to do, especially being overweight. People that are smaller than me feel like they know what they're talking about, but they
don't. They probably do because they're smaller than
you. Don't. This man is staring at me. But they don't. So if you want to be helpful to somebody, that's great. I'm always up for people like giving me ideas or their input. But what you're not going to do is give me your input and then proceed to almost try to force me to do what you want me to do. That's really shitty. And if he is actually a personal trainer, I've never seen him train in the gym, so I don't know. He should really work on that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, this is where we are, man. This is where we are. Do you have to be educated? Yes. Do you have to have some knowledge? Yes. But that knowledge isn't going to make up for your lack of discipline. It's not going to make up for you being in a caloric surplus. It's not going to make up for you teaching people how to get a transformation, and you never got a transformation. Now, if you were 500 pounds and now you're 300 or now you're 250, that's a rare exception. That's fine. You know, you'll have to make that clear because you're going to get a lot of hate. But that's fine. But you just sitting in the car, big back. Look like you fresh from the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
Fresh from the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
Fresh from the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Fresh from the zoo. You talking about your education.
I'm a PhD.
We really don't care about your education if that's how you walking around looking. Ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And your ankles is thick.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
I'm just, you know, and I've seen some big back trainers, you know, have clients and be successful, but it's not gonna be the norm. People gonna give you shit about it. So think about that next time you wanna get online and make excuses for it. I'm killing y'all today, bro. Where we at, man? Finna go stupid in the gym. Word salad trainer. I'm not paying you money to get me fit when you don't even take your own advice. All three, she has to pick a struggle. Too many labels. Sometimes you must pick a struggle. Just saying. Exactly. Apparently, a lot more people are calling themselves autistic now. Back in the 90s and 2000s, it wasn't that common. Yeah, totally disrespectful to people who actually have autism. Fucking crazy. It's autism, it's depression, anxiety. Everybody got every fucking thing. I'm sick of it. ADHD, I'm sick of it, man. She qualified for free food at Heart Attack Grill. She checked all the boxes, huh? Fat personal trainers is like gay Republicans. There must be a glitch in the matrix somewhere. Yo, it's... You gotta go, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Come on, man. We talking fitness. Come on, man. This ninja gonna get me canceled. I have ADHD too, but I'm more hyper than anything. It's my superpower, especially when it comes to working out. And that's the thing. If you have ADHD, autism, etc., you use it to your advantage. You can use it to be great. You can use it to excel. But you sitting here getting online, big as hell, want some sympathy for it, it's never going to make sense. If some trainer is breathing heavier than their own client after demoing an exercise for them, why should they want to hire you? I would never let a big back train me. He was trying to get that bag. I'm a PhD. She's a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. I would never expect to see her as a trainer. Now, I could expect to see her as a big back teacher flirting with high schoolers, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, buddy, you're going to get me canceled. The other trainer figures she's a newbie because she's soft body and clearly not using her knowledge for herself. Yep. She got Ace, all Casamigos and enchiladas. Can she even see the muscles she working? Hell no, it's covered in fat. Real talk, people who work with the public always say women are harder to coach than men because women know every motherfucking thing. Hint, hint. It's true. Ladies, I love y'all, but y'all are harder to coach than men. Soft girl, era body ass, having ass, built ass. ISSA, International Supersize Sandwich Association. Oh, yes, sir. I got the new buttons, man. She worried about using poor form affecting her hip flexors while not realizing that carrying extra weight is why she can't use proper form and properly working that muscle. And not only is she ruining her hip flexors, she putting all that pressure on her joints. Now she wearing fat ass knee sleeves. Spider-Mo's cooking today.
Let him cook.
He's definitely cooking. Spider-Mo, you get a bomb for that one. That was fire. Women are harder to coach. They have a lot more self-doubt and always whine and come up with excuses, but they can be the majority of your client base. Absolutely, man. And let's keep this episode going, man. Hit the like button for your boy. Dom DeMarco, Marco. All right, we back to the Keishas. So they did. This is just a funny video. This ain't even really fitness related, but they did. They went to a pool party or cookout or some shit and gave the girls fake tequila. It was water. Let's see the reactions.
I want a shot.
Oh, brother.
That's water.
You will be okay.
All of them are spitting the water out and rejecting water. They want alcohol so bad. These are the same women in 20 years. They're going to be talking about the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Bro, why are you spitting it out?
Why they so against hydrating?
Yeah, man, that's it. I just wanted to show you all that, man.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, man, how you mad you got some water? Then they, you know they got a personal trainer. You know they lying to the personal trainer. I've been drinking my gallon of water.
What?
Yeah, but you at the party spitting it out.
What?
That shit had me crying, man. Anyway, we got the fellas, man. Fellas. Y'all got to cut out the ego lifting. Hold on, let me look at these comments first before we keep it going. When you train women, you become their therapist. That's a fact. Good evening, gang. Shayna, what up? Ghetto as fuck. You know that pH is toe up.
Nope.
Terrible. They drink like Don Cheadle. Hey, yo. What if it's holy water? That ain't no holy water. Stop the cap. What's good, bro? Surely with the red bust down was kind of aight. I got a drink for you, baby. Oh, brother. Here you go. Anyway. Fellas, y'all got to stop the ego lifting. You get on the gram and you want to do stand-in press with 105s with terrible form. Okay, I understand that it's a flex, but you look fucking crazy. Let's check out the fellas ego lifting and how crazy they look. And apparently dude got mad in the video, so let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button too.
105s felt too easy. Nice. Throw the weights. Love that.
That was an awful rep.
Okay, nope. Gotta get him up.
Almost fell.
Do not one rep, not a rep, not a rep.
Not one rep.
Not a rep. Throw the weights. All right, so zero reps done.
Literally getting no benefit from this.
Throw the weights, big scream. Oh, shit, corny as fuck. Oh, so I went up. He went up. You know, he couldn't do the last. And
now you're trying to tear your rotator cuff.
And that's how you absolutely destroy and nuke your shoulder. Tighten the wrist wraps. Must have been.
Yeah, so you're about to tear your rotator cuff, so you tighten the wrist wraps. Fucking insane.
The wrist wraps. Okay. So I had to go to a place. Nobody was coming to save me. Just me. I've watched this like 5 times. Every time I read that line, it makes me laugh.
Yo, chill,
and
bro.
And absolutely almost destroy your shoulder. Don't do a single rep. Throw them. Scream your head off like you accomplished something.
Dog, that's. I'm sorry, bro. No hating shit. And dude probably is stronger than me and can lift more than me. But that's nothing to celebrate. That's fucking crazy.
Hey, I'm fucking quitting. Ain't no quitting me. Corny, bro. It's different. You're different, all right. Definitely different.
Different as a motherfucker.
Like, I hate on science-based lifters. I will hate on this shit just as much. I don't know which one is dumber, to be honest. The far extreme of science-based lifting where they don't even do any reps, or just putting yourself in the absolute worst position to get injured and actually accomplish nothing in the gym. Crazy. They both accomplish nothing. Before anyone says, well, you can't do that. Yes, I can. I can dumbbell press the 140-pound dumbbells in place for reps without using my legs or any other body part to spring them up and get zero reps like this guy. You're just putting yourself in a position to get hurt and other people crazy. By the way you throw the weights, and you look corny and dumb in the process. The only thing different about this is how retarded it actually is.
Yeah, bro. Come on, y'all.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
And dude, he was reacting to it. He got a good following. I actually like the page. I like their videos. But that's fucking crazy. And what you know, you got to... You're not responsible for people trying dumb shit in the gym. But when you have a following like them, you got to be careful. You're going to have young kids trying this shit to do a 105 standing shoulder press. Fucking crazy. Fellas, it's okay. The muscle, your muscle is not going to be like, okay, I'm doing a 105 instead of a 60 or a 65, right? That's pretty impressive if you could do standing press with a 60 or 65. Right? If you're doing good, clean reps, the muscle isn't going to know the difference. So be careful with this shit. Don't ego lift. You can fuck yourself up, be in the hospital, injured. Now you can't lift at all. Now you're going back to the big back.
Big back activity.
So just be careful with that shit, man. We're not there to get hurt. We're there to get better. If I never do a standing 105 press in my life, it's okay. I'll live to see another day. I can still be great at a job. I can be great on a podcast. I can be great with my family. It's O fucking K. But don't go in there trying to do dumb shit and end up hurt. This shit ain't worth it, bro. I think a lot of guys, maybe they ain't been hurt before, but that shit definitely ain't worth it. quarter reps. A lot of gym bros have low intelligence. He can't even get it up. Hey, yo, pause. Who hurt him? Generation Roy Z. He look like radio. Yo, you're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, brother. That's crazy. Radio is crazy, bro. Insane. Homie need a hug. Guys like this give gym bros a bad rap. Yep. Yeah, they do. They do go crazy in that gym. They do go crazy in that gym. Like I said, I like they post, but that right there is just fucking crazy. Marty, that was you earlier. When you were shoulder pressing the 45s. In spite of him, so funny. He definitely thirsty for attention, doing all that. Probably was doing it for his gym crush in the background. What a clown. Yeah, you're not getting more hoes off of that. Excuse my language, I didn't mean to say hoes. You're not getting more chicks off of that. Different as in short bus to the gym different.
What?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, you're different, all right. I'm so good. My man does full reps over here. Okay, with the bars. Yeah, it seems, bro. They be all over the internet, man. Your rotator cuff built different after them three surgeries. So many experienced weightlifters will tell you about how they had to take time off from lifting because they injured themselves. It can stunt your gains in the long run. Big facts. Dudes be trying to impress the hoes. Meanwhile, it's only dudes watching. Yeah, bro.
We do not care.
The girls do not care if you can shoulder press 105. I promise you. Bro don't want to know about shoulder dislocation while taking your shirt or jacket off. Pause. Hey, yo. Nah, but facts, though. They would hate me. Except I don't fall. Hey, listen, man. What we got next? Hey, hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today, man. Oh, we got people mocking healthy people. We got big backs mocking healthy people. Let's check it out.
I am on a no carb, no sugar, no juice, only water diet. Like, that is literally what I...
So you're talking about this diet you want, and you clearly big back.
Too. Like, I'm drinking a glass of water right now. I'm just so parched.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. I have this really, really, really big salad. No dressing, none of that. And I'm just, you know, trying to see how... Anyways, this salad's gonna be so good. I literally love the ranch dressing. It's a light.
See, and it's the problem. These big backs think this shit is a joke. They think this shit is a joke. But keep mukbanging and big backing and see what happens.
Ranch, vinaigrette type deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing all that sniffing on your food? Disgusting.
That'll do it.
And these are the same people who will sit here and say it's hormones, it's genetics, and all this other bullshit. But you want to make fun of fit people.
Yeah.
But if we make fun of you, it's fat shaming, and we're bad guys.
It's just very non-fat, very healthy. Nothing too major.
That's why you sniffing now. You full of mucus.
Mm-hmm. The crouton scared me.
Big-ass bowl. And she said, hold on.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And her dumbass said crouton. Like, first of all, you know if you're eating a healthy salad, more than likely you're not adding croutons. You're not adding croutons. So she's so misinformed and uneducated, trying to be funny, trying to be a smart ass, and you're dead wrong.
Nope.
So take your big ass, stick your big ass to cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And take your ass back to the zoo. Anyway, it is what it is, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments. These people think it's a game, bro. They keep playing. They really think it's a game. Shorty got back. Hold up. I got you. Shorty got back. Calorie stack. See, Marty is like that. See, Marty in five. I miss your lives. See, Marty, you have a fixed schedule. Just go live when you can. I go live on Sunday. Sunday is not a fixed time. Wednesday is 8:30 p.m. Friday is 10 p.m. Sunday is whenever. Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You know, the chunk funk is overwhelming. That spaghetti smell, man. Man. Family serving size, God. Man. 5,000 calorie snack, no deficit here. She ain't been in a deficit since she lost some bread from her bank account. That's a bowl for a family of 4 or 5. My stomach hurt looking at that. I'm telling you. It's not her talking. It's the parasites in her intestines. Exactly. All fun and games till it's not. EMT is going to pull up like, nah, son. family serving size. Damn. I got you.
Damn.
Ken C, what up? How you out of breath eating?
Damn.
She was breathing hard as shit on that bowl. I never seen any big back doing water mukbang. Man, we know you cry when you eating, watching, when you eating while watching Netflix. Yep. Where's the protein fiber? Ain't none.
Nope.
Bowl big as shit. That's a popcorn trick or treat joint. Well, portion control is not in her vocabulary at all.
Nope.
Jessica J, what's going on? She need to put that sheet she wearing back on the bed.
What?
The sound of slurping pause. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No diddy, you know.
First of all.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy, no,
that's
Chelsea.
Passive. That's passive.
Crazy. That was crazy. But you're right, though. Torta. She a torta who eat quesadillas and empanadas. See, Marty. What up, Sean Moore? I got you.
See, Marty.
Am I tripping or did she have stains on her tube top before she ate? She probably did. It's my happy weight. Hey. Hey, they be quick to call out that happy weight, man. I'm telling you. Jessica J said, hey. Hey, listen, man. Another fire episode on the Les Bunches World Crunches podcast. Yeah, I'm not reading that, bro. Hey, bro. Man, that hour went by fast as shit. I can't believe we had an hour, but I'm kind of mad. I need to get some sleep, though. But listen, man, keep tapping into the show. Keep supporting. I appreciate y'all. Because, listen, the day's coming where I can get on this motherfucker 2 hours, 3 hours every day. The day's coming. And it might not be soon. It might be 2 years from now. But listen, when that day comes, these motherfuckers on YouTube can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with us. It went by fast. Shit, yeah, the fucking hour just be going by fast. I'm like, and I got content for days too. I got so much content I don't use. So it is imperative that I make some shit happen because the show is too good to only be 1 hour. So I'm working on it, man. But hey, like I said, another fire episode, man. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. See Marty Fit on, I'm sorry, on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please buy some gear, man. You see me with the shirt on, the brown shirt here. You got the clothing. It's attached to every video. You got lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. You know, if you can't find something, shoot me a message. Jenny, I ain't forget about you. I'm sending you your shit. My bad, Jenny. It's literally sitting in my car. I got you, Jenny, when you watch the playback. Yeah, man, support the brand. We're going to keep this thing going, man. This is the best fitness podcast out. And you know the motto. Appreciate that, Marsha. Mo with the fire. Joe Thomas said, hit the motherfucking like button. And listen, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, if you don't want to self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Funniest chat on YouTube. This is the funniest chat on YouTube, bro. And I can't wait for the day where we can expand outside of fitness because we're going to be cooking a lot of shit. We're going to be cooking each other. We're going to be cooking everybody. Women, men, old heads, young heads. We're going to be cooking everybody, man. It's the politics, sports. It's coming, bro. It's coming. Just stick with me, bro. Stick with me. Big people always make noise and sniff while they eat. I love it here. Glad you love it here, Shayna. Hilarious chat. The chat is great, man. Chat is great. So listen, man, like I said, appreciate y'all. We'll be live again Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. We go late night on Friday. And, you know, Friday going to be another fire episode. So listen, man, appreciate y'all. I will catch y'all Friday. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, share with a friend. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.